Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, be there a man or a woman who is here this morning, a backslider, insensitive to their lost condition, unaware, thinking that they're in, but they're not. But their very life, their conversation, their deeds, their thoughts, their actions, the places they go already tell that they are lost and don't even realize it. Thinking they're Christian because they go into a church building. We see that this coin was lost in the house, not outside. And Lord, we pray that anybody here this morning that is hearing this message, who is unaware of their condition, insensitive to their lostness, your Holy Spirit will speak to their heart in Jesus' name. And Lord, be there a sinner man, a sinner woman here this morning. We notice that you very seldom call sinners sinners, but you call them lost people. And Lord, be a lost man or a lost woman here this morning. May ere this service comes to a close, they find peace through Christ our Lord, for you, the Son of Man, are come to seek and to save that which was lost. We thank you saved us and many who are here, and we know that you're still in the soul-saving business. So, Lord, do your own wonderful work in your own wonderful way and add to our number many others that have been transformed and changed and rescued out of the devil's kingdom and out of the devil's clutches. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, it's wonderful this morning to know why you sent your Son into this world. We're glad that you sent him to seek and to save that which is lost, that we saw ourselves lost and undone. Lord, there may be some that you've even put it in their heart to come here this morning that are away from you. They don't have your presence in their lives. They're dead in trespasses and sin. But Lord, we gladly open our arms to them in love and beckon them and plead with them and entreat them to come to you, because you want sinners. You welcome them. You receive them. And we know while those Pharisees and scribes were trying to be mean and berate you for having done that, that it pleased the sinner's heart. It was a welcome message to them to know that you don't cast people away. You don't reject them. You accept them. And Lord God, we thank you this morning. You're the same God. You love sinners, and you came to redeem us from all iniquity and present unto yourself a glorious church, zealous of good works. And Lord, we pray you'll stretch out your hand and save and draw people into this altar this morning and give them old-time Bible salvation that they can walk out of here new creatures in Christ and have life, and have life eternal. But we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we know that there are reasons why people backslide, and we don't want to be snared and caught into any of those traps of false doctrine, being led away the error of the wicked, fall from our steadfastness. You even warned us in your word, said, Lord, over there in Ephesians in chapter 4, and why you gave apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers for the perfecting of the saints and the work of the ministry, so that we not be, you said, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and the cunning sleight of men that lie in wait to deceive. Lord, help us to test everything by the word, that we'll not in any way let anybody twist and pervert your word. We know the devil doesn't like it the way that he is, and he tries to get a lot of these new translations even now to just dilute the truth. But Lord, help us to have that word in its purity hid in our heart, that we'll not sin against thee. Dear Lord, if there's a man or woman here unsaved, lost and undone, without you and without hope, or somebody that once knew you and has drifted away and cooled off and got back out there in the world and wallowing in sinful pleasures, oh, great God of heaven, great shepherd of the sheep, restore that person back to the fold and that sinner, Lord, in their lost and undone state. Help them to know there's good news for every lost soul, that you receive sinners. You love them. You want to save them. And may this be a day of great rejoicing in this church as wanderers come back to the fold. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shall we bow our heads now in prayer? Father, we're glad to be in your house this morning with your people. We thank you for helping us to see the things that cause people get tripped up and to cool off and get lukewarm and then finally backslide and get away from thee and thy house and thy people. And Lord, we pray that we'll take these things to heart. We don't want to get away from you or cool off or become lukewarmers. Lord, help us to really be in there on fire for you until that brighter, better day when we see your face in righteousness, that our lamps, when you come, will be trimmed and burning. And Lord, be there a man or woman outside of Jesus Christ or a backslider who is here this morning. May they take heart and as a message of hope to them that you love them, you want them, and you said, I will heal your backslidings and I will love you freely. How we thank you, Lord God of heaven, for this passage, giving a message of hope to those who feel there's no more hope for them, that they have lost their last chance. Let not the devil, Lord God, drive them away from you with that kind of thoughts in their mind. And we'll thank you for a good altar service and the meeting to follow. Bless each and every one who has heard the word of God. May it bring forth fruit unto life eternal, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And all said, God bless. Time is up. Father, here we are in this house this morning with people who are ransomed by the blood of Jesus, making our journey to the eternal city of God, where we'll live to part no more forever. And Lord, on our way, there are many snares and traps and devices the devil has tried to even put in our way, even barricades in our way to hinder us on our journey. But Lord, by your help, if we can't duck around, we'll jump over. You will give us the power even to fly. Will raise us up above everything that's not of you, that we will know how to exercise our spiritual senses in discerning good from evil, right from wrong, and that which is of the devil from that which is from thee. O Father, be it pleasing to you this morning. There's a lost man and woman in this house on their way to a devil's hell without you, without hope of this world. But you, out of love for their soul, raised this church up and this building on this glorious location, this beautiful location. You put it here as a lighthouse. Thank you for Brother Rex, the one that you put it in his heart to come here and mind you and to raise up this big building for your glory. And we remember those who criticized him for making the thing so big. And he said that I made it big to get more people in it and get more people to God. Lord, we know that some people's sights are very limited because their soul winning zeal is limited. But those who see a big harvest field need a big barn to put it in. And we thank you, Lord, for this place. And we pray that it'll be filled with people saved and born again of the Spirit and washed in the blood of the Lamb and so changed and transformed by your power until we'll hate the world and the things of the world and love the things that are of thee and thee only. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Give us a good altar service this morning, Lord. May many come into the family of God, backsliders be reclaimed and brought into vital union with thee. But we ask it in Jesus' name. And all said, God bless. Father, we thank you for your word. We appreciate how its message has really touched our heart and even pricked our conscience and showed us, Lord God, where we're at. We want to know. We want to be honest with our own heart. We know when we are with our own heart, then we'll be honest with one another. And we pray that this word of the Lord will have fed your children and have helped us to get located where we're at and to see and give us a spiritual checkup. You said examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. We know, Lord, we're expert at examining other people, but not much in examining ourselves. We spend too much time watching the other people instead of looking at ourselves. As a result, we neglect the very important one to be checked upon first. You said, examine yourselves whether you're in the faith. Know ye not that Christ Jesus is in you except ye be reprobates? And Lord, may our examination be this day thorough enough to really locate ourselves where we're really at, that we can then do something about it. But we ask it in Jesus' name. And Lord, be there a lost man, a woman here unsaved, or a backslider here. May this day be a reclaiming day, a day of salvation for those who have never been saved, and a day of reclaiming for those who have gotten lean and cold and
indifferent and careless and unconcerned and just insensitive to your Holy Spirit's dealings because the conscience has been seared as with a hot iron. This we pray in the matchless name of Jesus. Give us souls, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.